This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. We continue بإذن الله تعالى. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. Our current series, the 40 Ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, more especially Hadith number 18. We saw and we learned that Abu Dhar Al-Ghifari and Mu'adh ibn Jabal narrate that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ. Fear Allah wherever you are. We touched upon the definition of taqwa. We also discussed the concept of taqwa. Huwa are the muttaqun. Surah Baqarah verse number 177 answers that. We now move on bi-idhnillahi ta'ala to the blessings of taqwa. Subhanallah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what did he say? And the poet puts it in a few lines of poetry. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ تُقَى وَصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذُرُ مَا يَرَى لَا تَحْطِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. That leave of sinning small and big. Be like the person who's walking a path and there's a crevice and there's a hole and there's some harm on it. There's here, there, everywhere some problem. And thus he's careful where he puts his feet, similar to the person who's having taqwa, avoiding the makruh, avoiding the haram, etc., etc. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. That do not look down upon any small sin. Verily the mountain is made up of small stones. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the benefits of taqwa. Number one, the one who has taqwa will receive guidance from the noble Quran. Allah mentions, ذَٰذِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That this Quran, it is a book in which there is no doubt, and it is guidance for the muttaqeen. Guidance for who? Guidance for the muttaqeen. So the ones who have taqwa will have guidance. Number two, they will have a special closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of help and support. Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Verily Allah is with those people who have taqwa. Surah Nahl, verse number 128. Number three, those who have taqwa, Allah gives His loyalty, His protection and His support, His wilayah to them. Wallahu waliyul muttaqin, and Allah is the protector, is the wali, is the ally of the muttaqin. Surah Jathiyah, verse number 19. Allah, number 4, loves the muttaqin. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqin. Verily Allah loves the muttaqin. Surah Tawbah, verse number 4. So Allah's love, Allah's protection, Allah's loyalty, Allah's support, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special closeness. Number 5, we find that Allah gives the muttaqeen a criterion, or the signs, the furqan, the signs to judge between what is right and what is wrong, good from bad, what is beneficial, what's harmful. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. That if you have taqwa, O you who believe, if you have taqwa, Allah will give you a criterion to judge between right and wrong. Number 6, Allah provides beneficial solutions, a way out for the people of taqwa. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will make for him a beneficial solution, a way out from his difficulties. Number 7, Allah provides for the muttaqeen avenues from which they did not even imagine. Subhanallah. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah grants them provision, provides for them from sources they never imagined. Surah At-Talaq, verse number 2. Number 8, Allah makes matters easy for the muttaqeen. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah makes his matters easy for him. Surah At-Talaq, verse number 4. And number 9 and number 10, subhanallah, Allah forgives the sins of the muttaqeen and makes their reward greater. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will remove his sins from him, forgive him his sins, and will enlarge will enlarge in his reward, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, these are only but 10 short points on the blessings and the benefits of taqwa, subhanallah. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt, fear Allah wherever you are. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا, and follow up an evil deed with a good deed, and so the good deed will wipe away the evil deed and mix with the people with good character. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this shows. It shows that those who have taqwa, does it mean that they will not sin? No, they will sin. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, have taqwa wherever you are. And then he says, follow up your evil deed with a good deed. So people of taqwa are doing evil deeds. People of taqwa are committing sin. Yes, they're not sinless. They are not sinless. But rather, they might sin less than others. They might not be sinless, but they would be sinning less than others. And so people of taqwa will slip, they will fall, they will make errors, they will sin. But they are not perfect, we know, subhanallah. But they do not persist in this wrong. They make amends, they correct matters, they make tawbah, they make amends. They also follow up the sin with good deeds. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about them in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 133. Allah states, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and be quick, hasten for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, for a paradise which is wide as the heavens and the earth. Uiddat lil muttaqin, it has been provided for who? This jannah is provided for who? Prepared for who? For the muttaqin. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad dharra'i wal kazimina al ghayza wal 'afina 'anil nas, those who spend in good times, in adversity, they repress their anger, they pardon people, they overlook people, they forgive people. Subhanallah. وَلَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do good. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, but if they fall into an error, if they fall into sin, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهُ, then they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, who is there that can forgive sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And look at these people. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they do not persist in those wrong. They do not persist in those sins while they know that it is wrong. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, for them will be a recompense, a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِ, and they will be given rivers under which, they will be given gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will abide in that paradise. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, and what better reward, how excellent as a reward for the people of taqwa, subhanallah. So this verse shows us, brothers and sisters, these people of taqwa, Allah talks about them, the good that they do, but they also fall in sin. And when they sin, they make amends, they turn to Allah, they ask Allah for forgiveness, and who can forgive except Allah? They make amends, they do not persist in that sin. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, brothers and sisters. وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا, and follow up an evil deed with a good deed. What is meant by a good deed? It could mean that they follow up their sinning with the good deed of tawbah. Could also mean they follow up their sinning, their wrong deed, with a good deed, any good deed. Right? It also means that after committing this sin, this evil, now they try to turn things around and they try to start doing good. So whatever it might be, the fact that these people are involved in tawbah after sinning, or for example, they come and they perform good deeds in the same area at the same time, or just generally, they try to make amends with a lot of good deeds. Subhanallah. Remember, brothers and sisters, this is with regards to huquq of Allah. the rights of Allah, you sinned against Allah. But if, for example, you trampled upon the rights of mankind, then you make tawbah to Allah, but you also need to put right that wrong. If you've taken their wealth, if you've taken their property, you need to obviously make amends and put right those wrongs. Subhanallah, as we see that good deeds, they wipe away bad deeds. MashaAllah, good deeds wipe away our bad deeds, our evil deeds. But also remember that bad deeds similarly wipe away good deeds. Allahumma ista'an. May Allah protect us, brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Protect us from not turning to Him and correcting ourselves. May Allah grant us tawfiq that when we have fallen into an error, a mistake, a sin, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The least we have this nadam, this regret in our hearts. If somebody asks, what ways can my sins be removed? What can I do, you know, to remove my sins? Well, subhanAllah, there are many, many ways by which your sins can be removed. Let's touch upon maybe 10 of them, inshaAllah. The first one being, obviously, sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah states, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, O my slaves, those who have fallen into sin, etc., do not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the one who forgives all sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghafoor and al-raheem. Subhanallah. So sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, for example, we find the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, At-ta'ibu min al-dham kamal la dhamba lah. The one who makes tawbah from his sins, he is like the one who did not sin in the first place. So brothers and sisters, the first way that you can remove that sin is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere tawbah. So that's number one. Number two, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, is the matter of recognizing that one has committed a sin. And recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins, and then asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of that sin. So you recognize and you have that nadam, and you have that regret. Look at this beautiful, beautiful hadith, subhanallah. Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions a certain individual committed a sin. And he says, Oh Allah, Ya Rabb, I've committed this sin, so please forgive me. And Allah says, my slave knows that he has a Lord that forgives sins, therefore I've forgiven my slave. And then the hadith goes on, and then this person committed another sin, and he says, Oh Allah, I've committed this sin, Oh Allah, forgive me. And Allah says, my slave knows that he knows that he's committed the sin. He knows that he's committed this sin, and he knows that he has a Rabb who forgives sins, and therefore I have forgiven him. And then the person went on the third or the fourth occurrence, and he committed a sin. And, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded likewise, until eventually Allah responds, he may do whatever he wishes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. The fact that one recognizes their sin, one acknowledges that I've committed this sin, as opposed to people who are arrogant, no, it's fine, I have to do it, there's this reason and that reason and the other reason, etc. No, subhanallah. Rather have that nadam, that regret, I've fallen into this matter, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, turn to Allah sincerely. So, number one, sincere tawbah. Number two, recognizing this sin and turning to Allah. Number three, your good deeds, they erase some of your evil deeds. Jayid. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Establish the prayer, and verily good deeds wipe away the evil deeds. So automatically the good deeds, they wipe away the evil deeds. Walhamdulillah. There are certain conditions that you should avoid the major sins. The major sins, they require special tawbah for them to be wiped away. We find that some of the ulama mentioned that your dua for another Muslim might relieve that Muslim of some of the punishment in the hereafter. We find the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma min mayyit yusalli alayhi ummah min al-muslimin yablughuna mi'ah kulluhum yashfa'una lahu illa illa shufi'u fi, that if 100 people pray over an individual and they make dua for this person, then this will be an intercession for the person. Jayid. So others making dua for you, others seeking forgiveness on your behalf. Number 5, that whatever good deeds you do in your life, mashallah, then they will also assist. Jayid. We find that your good deeds will come on Yawmul Qiyamah and they will intercede on your behalf. There's also the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number 6, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir min ummati," my intercession for those people who have fallen into the major sins. Number 7, any affliction that you've gone through in this life, any difficulty, etc., even the pricking of a thorn, this here would wipe away your sins, walhamdulillah, if you obey it with sabr. Jayid, whatever difficulty it might be, these difficulties wipe away your sins, walhamdulillah. Number 8, the hardship and the test in the life of the grave. When we will be in our graves, this also wipes away our sins. Also the events of Yawmul Qiyamah and the Day of Judgment, the sun above our heads, etc., this here will also wipe our sins bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And obviously, lastly, the mercy, the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and wills to wipe away our sins and to forgive us, subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the muttaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe away our sins. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, brothers and sisters, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and mix with the people, behave with the people with good character. Good character. Have a pleasant nature. Have a smile on your face. You warm in your character. You are a calm individual. You are gentle with the people, mashallah. As the golden rule states, treat others as you would treat others as you would want to be treated yourself. You treat others as you yourself would want to be treated, subhanallah. And the fact that the Quran tells us to behave like this and behave like that shows us that we have the ability to adjust our behavior. The fact that the Quran tells us, you know, to have this character and that type of character and behave in this manner and behave in that manner means that we are able to fashion our behavior. We are able to direct it in certain directions, walhamdulillah. So it's not a matter that, oh no, this is how I am and etc., etc. No, rather you can adjust and you can change yourself, walhamdulillah. We find the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the people, you know, what's the reason that people would go to Jannah the most? What's the reason that people would go to Jannah the most? And the answer given was taqwa wa husnul khuluq, that taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also good character. Hadith reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi. And we find that in our Sharia there's, you know, great stress with regards to the matter of good character. We find that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, innama bu'ithtu li utammima salih al akhlaq, I have been sent for the purpose of perfecting good morals. Who? The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to perfect good morals. Hadith reported by Imam Al-Hakim. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was said that kana khuluquhu al-Quran, his character was an embodiment of the noble Quran, subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, our Rasul, your Nabi, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ana za'im bi baytin fi a'la al-janna liman hasana khuluquhu, that I am the guarantor of a house in the highest part of paradise for the person who has good character. Albirru husnul khuluq, piety and righteousness, they are of good character. Akmalul mu'minin imanan ahsanuhum khuluqa, the person with the most complete iman is the person with the best of character. Ma min shay'in athqalu min fil mizan min husnil khuluq, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's nothing heavier in the scales on yawmul qiyamah except good character. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, innal mu'min layudriku bi husni khuluqihi darajat as-sa'im al-qa'im, that a believer reaches due to his good character the level of the one who fasts and the one who performs night prayer. Just by having good character, good akhlaq, mashallah, you get the reward of those who, you get the reward similar to those who stand and pray the entire night and those who fast all the time, walhamdulillah. So ya abdallah, ya amatallah, from this hadith we learn the matter of the position of taqwa in our sharia, having this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting between yourself and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His punishment, putting a barrier, the barrier of taqwa. Do not look down upon small sins, for verily the mountains made up of small stones. We also learn from this hadith that if and when you've fallen into a mistake, an error, a sin, then follow it up with a good deed, with some good deeds, maybe some private good deeds. People don't even know about them, secret good deeds. Alhamdulillah, don't let everybody know about your good deeds. Keep them hidden. And then the last part, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and meet with the people, mix with the people with good character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good character. And lastly, Imam al-Tirmidhi mentions, or rather Imam al-Nawawi mentions, رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٍ وَفِي بَعْضِ النُّسَخِ حَسَنٌ صَحِيٌ. And so it mentions here that this hadith is Hasan, or in some versions, some manuscripts, it mentions Hasanun Sahih. And the ulama have great debate with regards to what Imam al-Tirmidhi meant by these statements, that it is Hasanun Sahih. Some ulama said what it means is that it's either Hasan or it is Sahih, and there's a lot of further discussion with regards to this matter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Some of the scholars, for example, Nuruddin Itr, he said that different scribes and different versions of the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, it was the scribes who put these statements and not necessarily Imam al-Tirmidhi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. A lot has been written with regards to this discussion. What did Imam al-Tirmidhi mean by these statements? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Brothers and sisters, we come to the end of tonight's majlis, subhanAllah, and how fast does time fly. We remind ourselves that the foundation of the deen, the matter of taqwa, we remind ourselves that the true believer, he's worried about his sins that he's committed. Ibn Mas'ud said the true believer looks at his sins as though he was at the foot of a mountain, and those sins which are like the mountain, they are about to fall upon him, subhanAllah. Whereas others who don't bother about their sins, they feel it's just like a fly, and you know, he chases it away. Whereas the true believer feels that his sins are like the mountain and they are about to fall upon him, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. We also touched upon certain ways that we can employ to wipe away our sins. We also touched upon the matter of the blessings of those who have taqwa. And on that note, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. Whenever and wherever we fall into sin, may Allah grant us the tawfiq to follow it up with a good deed. May Allah record our sitting, our studying, our learning in our skills of good deeds. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health will be able to assist them, except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is sound. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hearts which are sound. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our worries and our problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to those who require shifa. May Allah grant guidance to every single one of us. May Allah bless you and Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. Hayyakumullah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.